You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's that time of year again when hunters hit the woodlands searching for that elusive Michigan delicacy, the morel mushroom. The vice president of the Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club recently went out looking for the tasty fungi, as he does every spring. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia tagged along and brought back this audio postcard from a secret location somewhere in Washtenaw County.
I'm Phil Tedeschi. I'm a retired computer programmer from the University of Michigan. Amateur mycology has been my hobby for 47 years now. And I love hunting mushrooms and love eating and cooking with mushrooms. Now we're going to go up one of the paths here, which has a couple of the habitats for morels. Going to be looking for cherry trees and for tulip trees, also called tulip poplars. Those are good habitats for the white morel. The black morels grow in different habitats. They're mostly in white pines and poplar trees. This time of year, it's going to be the whites that are out. Now, finding morels is very weather dependent, and we've had enough rain this spring, so there should be some out here. They're in a symbiotic relationship with the tree. The tree provides carbohydrates and sugars. The mushrooms provide nutrients and water and protection from diseases for the trees. We're coming up on some cherry trees now. And these black cherries do grow morels. Whether we'll find any or not depends on what the locals have left us. Three species of morels, whites, blacks, and half-frees. The blacks come first in the spring, then the half-frees. Half-frees can be in almost any hardwood. And then the whites. They did a major ecological burn here, so they'll be popping out very easy to see. Normally there's a lot more ground cover plants that you wouldn't see the morels because they'd be hiding them. I'm looking for white to yellow color mushroom. Sometimes gray. It will stand out from the forest pretty well now. I have to pardon the slow pace. I'm 75 years old, so I don't run through the woods anymore. This is a quote from Walt Sturgeon, also an amateur mycologist of many years standing. He claims that in mushroom clubs, there are four kinds of people: dyers, friars, identifiers, and liars.
And what are you?
Identifier, certainly a friar. I love to eat mushrooms. I'll pass them whether or not I'm a liar.
And a dyer is someone who?
Technically uses mushrooms to dye cloth, but anyone who's more interested in the artistic features of the mushrooms, like photographers, we have people who design dioramas with mushrooms and such.
Artists and painters,
yeah. We have a half-breed morel growing right here that is edible. Not as good as the white and black ones, but it is a true morel. It's called half-free because the stem attaches halfway up the cap, so half of the cap hangs free like a skirt. Mycologist in our club named Ed Grand started hunting here. He brought me here for my first morel hunt here. And I found 100. He found 150 that night after work. He came here with his parents and hunted here in a couple of other spots along Huron River Drive. They found 2,400. Now, there's a lot more people in these woods now than there used to be, so probably won't repeat that ever. But
how long ago was that?
Maybe 15, 20 years ago. In northern Michigan, the morel season used to be almost as big as the deer season for the motel owners and restaurant owners and such. And they're suffering now because there aren't as many people coming to hunt mushrooms as there used to be. I don't know why we're not finding any. Mushrooms are very dependent on the weather, and something hasn't been right. And we are finding fresh half-frees, so there's hope. But the season might be over.
You need a lot of patience and luck.
Yeah, right place at the right time. One of the mushroom hunts on the weekend, we had 30 people in the woods. Most of us found one or two. One woman came in with 20 nice ones. Just happened to be right place. The rest of us didn't find that spot.
And happy hunting to the rest of us.
Yep. It's called mushroom hunting, not mushroom finding.
So what are your tips for the beginner hunter?
Connect with someone like me or connect with the club. There are people who can tell you what you're finding, can show you the habitats to look for mushrooms, and it's hard to learn on your own.
What do you enjoy most about coming out?
Getting in the woods, taking a walk out here in nature. I love finding the mushrooms too, but just to get out is wonderful.